Second parak of Vayitzeh, Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about the Isser of Tefillas Kelim at Shabbos, because that's a type of Tikkun Kli. Shlomo Zalman Oibach brought this as a raya to the fact to Monogate Chol HaMoed that Binyan does not necessarily, when you actually add some clear physical entity to the thing, here just being the Tayyat and still the Rabban of the Aseret. So they said putting in a program to a computer, even though you're just changing around the configurations in the computer, but that's also a type of Tikkun Kli, not worse than Tefillas Kelim. If you have tummy water, an etzem, what you can do is you put it in a kli, and you put the kli in the mikveh, and the water that's in the kli becomes tahor. So, yeah. Avloy Madvilin says that should not put them a kli even a stoneware made out of stone mamish, is not mekabel tumah, so there's no issue of being mitar the kli, only being mitar the water. But to put them in a kli that is tame, and then be tayul the kli together with them, that is also because now be tayul the kli. Yeah. The kli, by definition, will be, if it can become kabel tum, it will become kabel tum when you put tummy water in it, because the halacha is midrabanan. Water is that is tummy is matam of the kli. So there's no way out of putting the kli without having to be tayyib the kli unless you put in a stone kli. Matbilim imigav legav mechabur lechabura. That these are certain type of tefillas which were only big chumers, and therefore it's not considered a tikkun, it's prohibited to do on yontif. So migav legav means that if they want to press oil, they'd have to be toibol the kalim before they press the oil or press the wine, they'd be toibol the kalim. It's the chumra drabbana to make sure that everything is taught. Now, if you would toibol it in order to press oil, and then you change your mind and you want to use this kalim to press wine from grapes, so even though chatchila is supposed to be toivel it l'shein, the thing that you were toivel, but since the mice it's already tar, and it's just a very strong chumrah, it's not considered tikkun kli. The same thing from chabura is he was toivel his kelim to eat a korban pesach with a certain group of people, and he decided to change his mind and eat with a different group of people. So also there's a chumrah derabbanan to be toivel the kelim again. That, since once again we know the kli is tar, it's just the chumrah derabbanan to tell you it again, that's not considered a tikkun kli, it's permitted to be done on yom tov.